The 13-Story Treehouse, written by Andy Griffiths and read by Stig Weems. Chapter 1, The 13-Story Treehouse. Hi, my name is Andy. This is my friend Terry.
Hi, I'm Terry. I've got a pencil.
We live in a tree. Well, when I say tree, I mean treehouse. And when I say treehouse, I don't mean any old treehouse. I mean a 13-story treehouse. So what are you waiting for? Come on up. It's got a bowling alley.
Terry, that's my head!
Oops, sorry.
A see-through swimming pool.
Help! Help!
Who said that?
A tank full of man-eating sharks.
Look out, Terry! Behind you!
Shh, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to feed the sharks.
Vines you can swing on.
I don't think that's a vine, Andy. I think that's a snake.
A games room?
I'm bored.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
A secret underground laboratory?
I just worked out how to make giant bananas.
Why?
Because giant bananas are cool.
A lemonade fountain. A vegetable vaporizer.
Oh no! A Brussels sprout!
Vaporize, vaporize, vaporize.
Yay!
Brussels sprout, kaputski.
And a marshmallow machine that follows you around and automatically shoots marshmallows into your mouth whenever you're hungry.
How do you turn this stupid thing off?
But I'm
not full yet.
As well as being our home, the treehouse is also where we make books together. I write the words and Terry draws the pictures.
Wow, Andy, look at the pile of books we've already made. The cat on the mat is flat, the cow that went kapow. Just tricking, just annoying, just crazy, just disgusting, just stupid, just shocking. The bad book, the very bad book, just Macbeth. What bummer is that? What body part is that?
As you can hear, we've been doing this for quite a while now. Chapter 2, The Flying Cat. If you're like most of our listeners, you're probably wondering where we get all the ideas for our books from. Well, sometimes we think them up. Other times they are based on stuff that actually happens. Like this book, for instance. It all started one morning when I got up and went down to get some breakfast.
Morning, Andy.
Morning, Terry.
Terry was already in the kitchen. He was painting a cat. And when I say painting a cat, I don't mean he was painting a picture of a cat. He was painting an actual cat. Bright yellow. This might be a stupid question, Terry, I said. But why are you painting that cat bright yellow?
Because I'm turning it into a canary,
he said. I started to explain to Terry